Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the voice of the people. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
That's a whole, he got a country behind him, a country.
Shane Mosley.
We know Mexicans been dominating. We know Mexicans and black fighters has been dominating for years. And you always get your biggest fight when you match the two together.
Muchos querían que tú no tomara esta pelea frente a el Islandi Lara del campamento tuyo. ¿Tú lo pelearías otra vez con él?
Cuando te enseña a pelear, te doy la revancha.
When you learn how to fight, then I'll give him the rematch.
Now I want to ask you another question.
Go ahead.
Who's beating me?
Nobody's beating you yet.
That's all I want to know.
So why pick a guy two weight classes?
That's all I want to
know. When you have a guy's got feet like Pacquiao, you have to point the gun. If I got the height, I have to come here. See? Now you have to get this. You have to get the first line of defense. And then you have to get the second line of defense, right? Here's the third line of defense. I got three lines of defense. Now Pacquiao wants to hop all over the ring. You just keep it pointed. No matter where he goes, you just keep it pointed. And you're going to find him doing just like that.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of the Boxing Voice Radio. And this is an immediate reaction for the young Gervonta Davis, who destroyed Liam Welsh. And well, I can't wait to head on over to the Golden State and talk to my hipster co-hosts, because I do believe a star might be born. But let's not waste any time, because what we want is your immediate reaction to the performance. Your immediate reaction to the outfit. Your immediate reaction to that fedora, if you can call it that. I don't know what it is. I mean, it was beautiful, though. He is a entertainer. And in the Golden State.
Dollar D. Beyonce production.
This is a beautiful performance against a very tough guy in Michael Johnson. How do you feel about it?
Fuck that. Conor McGregor.
BoxingVoice.com.
He know me, Larry. From a wicked entrance, from a flip over the rock, into a knockout. When he said the main thing is, I just help the guy. I wish.
BoxingVoice.com.
Yes, the hipsters here. Haters beware. Gervonta Davis. Is he a star? I don't know. I think that it's going to be very hard to tell based off of him not being the headliner of his own Showtime card. He's the opening act in a four fight card, dual location Showtime event. I don't know what the metrics are going to point out, but from our metrics, from our videos on the Boxing Voice, Gervonta Davis is a star. He pulls in massive numbers on a show just for him missing weight a couple times, then making it. So I don't know how to judge his stardom, but to judge him as the fighter and off that fight, wow. Gervonta Davis looked incredible. He looked flawless in there. His speed, his footwork, his power, his accuracy, his timing. I mean, everything lines up. He passes the eye test on so many levels. I can't wait to see him fight other guys in his division that are elite. The guys like Miguel Burchell, the guys like Jezreel Corrales, Vasiliy Lomachenko. I want to see him against those guys. I think he's actually ready at this point. I think he is that good at this young of a stage to fight those guys and be competitive and possibly beat those guys as well. I mean, I was talking with some of the West Coast TV guys. Guys like Orlando Salido were brought up. Gervonta Davis wipes the floor with Orlando Salido today, in my opinion. He can hop in the ring again and beat up Orlando Salido. He is that good. So I can't wait to chop it up with you, Ness, and the callers. I'm hyped. I am.
Well, I'll be honest. My immediate reaction was wow as well. But I will say I'm not going to get overly confident, right? I can imagine that we're going to get some callers that will call in and say that there were some lows in this fight. As he waited, both guys were counterpunchers. No one wanted to commit. I did like what I saw from Tank in terms of at least using the jab to try and cover the distance, definitely going to the body with it. And he baited Liam in all that he could. Liam didn't want to give him much to work with. You heard when Tank went to the corner, first thing he said is that Liam was scared. The power seems to be real, but we know that Walsh has been down. I mean, I like what I saw from him. Like you, I think at this point, he's ready, but I like also the way that Mayweather's going with him. He's a young champion, and we don't like it. And people will call me biased probably because they're, you know, we've seen guys like Anthony Joshua get pressured into taking big fights, but Anthony Joshua never said he wasn't ready. And Gervonta, I believe, has already said he wasn't ready for Lomachenko. Am I right?
In the past, yes. I don't know about recently. He was not.
Yeah, well, obviously, after this fight, I wonder what all the reporters, would they be throwing that name at him after this fight?
Even if he's not ready off of a pure numerical standpoint, he hasn't had 20-some-odd fights or 30-some-odd fights. But neither has Lomachenko. And I think Gervonta Davis will give Lomachenko possibly his toughest fight at 130. I mean, that doesn't seem out of the realm of possibility, right?
I don't know. I need to see more. Mayweather said they're going to go slow. He's young. Guys like Miura, Orlando Salido, I don't know. I don't want to play matchmaker. I don't want to play matchmaker. But I do want to see him in with some other guys. I wonder how it would look with someone who has more of a pace. But would that just fall into his strong suit of being a counterpuncher? I mean, he has very good footwork and great defense, man.
His timing is something else, both defensively and offensively. His ability to time when to place his shots, when's the right time where his opponent is relaxed enough and not expecting the shot. And plus on defense, his timing for expecting the shots coming at him. I think he is just, to me, it looked like a young Roy Jones Jr. It looked like that. That quick reflexes, that innate athletic ability.
But is it fair of you or of us to overassess this based on the level of opposition? We didn't know Liam Smith before this fight.
Liam Walsh. You call him Liam Smith.
Oh, there you go. We didn't know Liam Walsh before this fight.
I did. So
just because he got beat by Gervonta, does that make him all of a sudden a formidable opponent? Or was he what
the way Gervonta? You beat him? Yeah, the way he beat him was impressive. Just like the way he beat Jose Pedraza was impressive.
Okay, so what do you mean exactly about the way that he beat him? Because he landed an overhand left.
No, dominating, left. Finished him early. He dominated Pedraza as well, in my opinion.
All right. No, I'm just saying because I felt like there were some lows in the fight. Obviously, we had a guy that didn't really want to engage, so it was up to Tank to kind of take control. But in the first and second round, he was more, you know, kind of laid back being a counterpuncher. It was only when he got aggressive in that third round where he kept coming over the top with the overhand left. So he caught Liam around the top of the back of the head. And that's kind of that first big shot shook up Liam and let Tank know right then and there that he could blow this guy out. And he went for the kill. Now, they were complaining about the stoppage. Did you think it was a bad stoppage? I mean, I just seen
I saw a lot of people saying that it was early, and that was shocking to me because to me it was late. After the knockdown, he was done. He was not ready. He had no idea where he was at. He barely had his feet under him. The ref should have stopped it right then and there, in my opinion. For anyone saying that was a premature stoppage, you need to realize what you just saw, that a guy was out on his feet.
For anybody that catches this in a future, present, or past, remember we're going to be doing an immediate reaction also for Terrence Crawford and Felix Diaz later on tonight. There's a lot of fights, so we're going to head on out to the callers so we can all get back to those fights. We're looking for your immediate reaction on this particular fight, and that is Gervonta Davis going over to the UK. He and Floyd Mayweather conquering the UK with this win. Is it that? I don't know. That was the hipster's choice in title there. We'll find out. First, a word from our sponsors and then to the phone lines.
Fight fans, don't leave the decision in the hands of the judges. Download the Throwdown scoring app and receive live scoring, CompuBox stats, boxing predictions from other users around the world. Head over to your iPhone App Store or your Google Play Store and download it absolutely free.
Alex Lemon in North California, talk to us, brother.
What's going on, fellas? Hey, man, I think it was a good stoppage, and I think Davis is a star, man. I mean, on the weekend, weekend of all these fights, you got Crawford, you got Gary Russell fighting. I mean, everyone was just interested in, it seems like, in Gervonta Davis, man. And he came through, like Mayweather said, tank's day, man. And I don't know why the hipster is so happy that he knew who Liam Walsh was, man, because after that performance, I was glad I didn't know him. It would be like a waste of time, man. He showed me
nothing. Did you say the same about Pedraza?
The only thing he gave me was a new T-shirt.
Who was knocked out worse, Pedraza or Liam Walsh?
Oh, that's right. You did have a bet with Robert from the UK.
Yeah, yeah. So I got me to do some TBZ shirt for that. Pedraza was a better knockout, but if the referee didn't stop the fight, Walsh was going to get laid out too, bro.
Well, Alex, let me cut you short. I'm happy. Immediate reaction, Jay in Orlando.
Yo, fellas, my immediate reaction was that I agree with the stoppage. I don't think it was early. And also, too, man, I think that Tank is just on his way to stardom. Like you guys said the other day, man, with all his fan base and all those Twitter followers, the numbers aren't there. But if you keep getting that social media up and you keep getting knockdowns, hell, you make one YouTube reel. That's all you need. That's all I got, fellas.
Jay, thanks for calling in. We're going on to the UK. Actually, that is Rob, who had the bet with Alex Lemon. We'll get to him once he connects. We're going to go out to Santiago in L.A. Talk to us.
Hey, guys. So my immediate reaction, obviously, seeing the knockout was like, wow, you know, three rounds. You know, I was worried that because he did have to, like, get the weight again, the second time, weigh in again, it would affect him, but it doesn't look like it. You know, good combinations to get the knockdown, Cook's short combinations to get the finish. He's on his way to becoming a star, and I think that that he wins makes him a bona fide star.
Santiago, you always want questions on your way out. What's that big fight in his division that he needs to be star?
Honestly, it would be either taking on one of the champions, or if he really felt confident, trying to set up a fight with Lomachenko. I think that's too early for him, but I wouldn't be surprised if they felt that that's the fight that they need to make to become a star.
Well, all right, brother. It's going to be a lot more difficult than we think, that being a Mayweather fighter and a Bob Arum fighter. That is going to be something that's going to be interesting to follow, that, you know, those negotiations. Listen, if you're watching this in the future, present, past, it doesn't matter. Hit that thumbs up button. Why? Because it helps with the visibility of the show. And it only lets me and my hipster co-host know that we need to be here for all the immediate reactions to all the big fights to give you the platform to call in. You know the number, 1-425-569-5241. Press 1. Or you can call us absolutely free on Skype internationally by adding Nestor Gibbs. Nestorgibbs. We're going out the... Our good friend Nelta, talk to me on Skype. What's on?
Corral, Gilbert Shell. Both signed with Amboy Promotions. I think that will also be an issue going forward. You have almost, I think, every champion right now in that division either signed with Bob Arum or Oscar. Floyd Mayweather working with those guys is always going to be difficult. That's just something to be aware of, at least.
Hey. If Floyd's smart, he goes and gets Nicholas Walters, brings him out of Lomachenko, you know, grave, use him as a common barometer opponent, kind of build that fight, even though that fight probably won't happen. If Tank is really having weight issues, he'll probably move up before he can fight Lomachenko in this particular division. Let's get out to Nelta on Skype.
Yo, yeah, man, I kind of agree with you both. The whole thing is, I mean, it's just the signing. Well, let me get to the fight first. Gervonta Davis took care of business. We took out the trash. Walsh was a bum-ass mandatory, and that's exactly what he did. He took out the trash. But yeah, I mean, the thing is, it's kind of convenient for Mayweather because of the fact that, I mean, the negotiations would be difficult in the first place, and I don't think he's ready for Lomachenko, Corrales, or Burchell. I don't think he's ready for that level of opponent. If anything, I'd go down the IBF rankings, try to fight a Fortuna, a Tevin Farmer, somebody like that, maybe Brian Vasquez, get him in there. I think that's a good step up towards more of a technical style for Davis to, you know, grow and learn from. I think that's the type of fights that he needs, and I think that's the type of fights that Mayweather will probably be looking for him. But yeah, I could definitely see him growing into 135. I mean, he has had trouble making the weight, even in the past. I mean, he's had a lot of catch weight fights at 132, 133, and so on. So, I mean, I could very well see him potentially moving up to lightweight at some point. Maybe going after that that ridiculous-ass Terry Flanagan championship or something. Or who knows? Maybe he'll get into a little mini rivalry with Broner again and send him after Robert Easter. I think Easter is fairly vulnerable. Although, I think Shafakov's probably going to upset him fairly soon.
Oh.
That's all I got to say about it, man.
All right. Now, you know, that would be interesting if he does go the what was that champion in Flanagan? Because isn't Flanagan with Frank Warren? And this was already a Frank Warren production. I mean, you know, I know that Warren can smell big business when he's in there with Mayweather and all the attention that the Mayweather name brings to a fight. Look at this fight. I mean, it's a lot
better than it should be. Is that Flanagan and same with Robert Easter Jr. is that those guys are extremely tall. Flanagan, I believe, is 5'10", 5'11". Robert Easter Jr. is 6'1". That presents a lot of issues for a guy like Gervonta Davis, who is quite small. He has that Gamboa problem where he is short and stocky, to where his weight is probably more naturally at 135, but his height does not match that division. His height matches 130. So there's an issue right there. I hope he stays at 130. I think he can become a star at 130. I think he can fight guys like Javier Fortuna and Tevin Farmer next, as mandatories, and sort of make a name for himself, headlining Showtime and PBC cards. He could do that. And then fight a Lomachenko, a Bichelt, a Jezreel Corrales, or whoever is a champion at that point. I think that's probably the more likely route of all things for him.
Is there another UK name that he could fight? Because I swear, I think it would be better for him to fight another guy in the UK. It seems like he would get more attention than a Tevin Farmer fight or a Javier Fortuna.
Carl Frampton, Lee Selby. You know, have those guys move up.
All right. Makes sense. Let's get out to the UK and see how someone who actually put hard-earned money on Walsh down feels. Robert, talk to us.
No, I think you got the wrong guy. I picked Gervonta Davis to knock him out in three.
Uh-oh.
Don't lie. Don't lie.
No, it's me.
Oh, I was about to say. hey, we got another Robert Weathers on Twitter, man.
Yeah, lost a little bit of money. It wasn't a lot because I did go with my heart, but my hard-earned money was placed with my head. So it's no big thing. I just want to say, I think Walsh, despite, you know, kind of looking cool as if it didn't get to him, I think the whole thing got to him, the whole Mayweather thing. He just didn't look himself tonight in the ring. And I think, personally, I think Gervonta hurt him in the first. And it maybe scared him a little. And once that boy started to bang, Jesus, he really goes, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely right. Rob, listen, we want to get back to the fight. So you guys know what time it is. This is your safe haven. This is where you need to be at when it's a big fight. But at the same time, you got to let exactly. You got to let the guys that drive the car also get to watch the fight. So you don't want to get hit with the cut it. And if you don't know what it is,
that's
going to be your little notification to let you know that your time is up. So always remember, it's an immediate reaction show. It's a spontaneous show and it's a free one.
It's just one of them days.
We're going out to some alumni all the way in Los Angeles.
It's the Info Joe.
This portion of the show we call In the Know, presented by my brother.
What's up, my boxing brothers? Hey, first off, I want to say I know Floyd must have picked that corny Michael Jackson outfit for that kid to wear. Way out of his generation. I don't like that shit. You know what I'm saying? I thought it was corny. But Davis looked good. He looked great, man. He looked relaxed, poised, with accurate power shots. I think Loma would beat him right now, but I would like to see him fight Tevin Farmer. That style would prepare.
Cut it. Ooh, come on. I thought you was faster than that. Oh, my God. Jabron Zaringa, FYI. Jabron, what's going on?
Fight. Hello?
Yes, sir. Start it up.
Hello?
Go for it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I enjoyed the fight. Like Info Joe said, he caught that left early in the first round, and I think he was a little nervous after that. But Matt made a good point about Carl Frampton, because I was reading that him and his team want to campaign at 130 going forward. And that's my call, guys. Great show, and hit those thumbs up and keep it moving. I'll hit y'all on the next show.
Jabron, as always, thank you. Let's go out to Sal, young Mike Tyson in these streets. What's going on, Sal? What's your immediate reaction?
Hey, what's going on, brothers? First off, I just want to say beautiful performance by Tank. You know what I mean? He held it down. He looked like a champion. Second off, make it real quick. I feel like maybe he should take up like a Salido fight, maybe that Tevin Farmer fight, you know, build up a little bit more. I don't think he's ready for Lomo just yet. And last thing, guys, I just want to give a shout out and hopefully get that W Boss, one of our Patreon brothers. He's supposed to be fighting tonight. That's all I got, man.
For sure, brother. I was actually chatting with him on IG, man. We reposted his weigh-in and stuff. So I told him on IG we didn't want to send him any luck because, as Canelo says, luck is for the mediocre. So Boss is definitely going to get that win. Now we're going to go out from young Mike Tyson in these streets to Gabe in Salt Lake City. Talk to us. Immediate reaction.
Phenomenal performance by the Tank, but really, who the hell is he fighting? Who the fuck is that guy? Right? I think Matt needs to pump the brakes saying that he would wipe the floor with Salido. I think that's the fight that should be made. That's where we'll be able to gauge where he's at. And the fight to be made in the UK would be the Carl Frampton fight. TVV, go drop the review, press like, and join Patreon. Thanks.
Gabe, thank you. As always, we're going to Kansas City. Mac on the immediate react. What up?
Yeah, what's up, y'all? How's it going? Hope everybody had a good one. Shoot, Leon Walsh didn't have a chance. Got aggressive fast. Did what he had to do. Got him up out of there. Javante Davis is coming. I think he can take out Crawford right now. Yep.
Crawford
with that whole weight thing. I know what weight he is.
Yeah. Terrence,
cut it.
Well, hey, you know everybody getting 30 seconds. This is immediate react. 917, you're live. Immediate reaction. Go.
Yeah, I just want to say.
Wait, hold on. Who are you?
First time caller. First time caller. 917. First time caller.
Hello?
Are you a first-time caller? I'm sorry.
Yes, I am.
Oh, I'm sorry. I went about that the wrong way. Usually around here, what we do with our first-time callers is we ask you, how long have you been listening?
I've been listening for a little over a year now.
Oh, well, beautiful. Then that means I can go ahead and play this first-time caller intro, and you can introduce yourself the way that you should. I mean, you better come out like Gervonta Davis here wearing the Michael Jackson outfit because he was a bad man tonight.
Ladies and gentlemen, making his professional debut.
Marlon from Brooklyn, New York.
Marlon, what's up, brother? Give me your immediate reaction.
It was an easy win for him. I think he needs to fight Tevin Farmer next, though. Tevin Farmer wins that fight. The UK did get him a lot of attention and money, but there's no one out there for him to fight, so he needs to fight Tim Farmer here. That's what I think.
Well, all right, brother, but thanks. What you said your name was again? Matt, you got him down?
Yeah, Marlon.
Marlon from Brooklyn, Marlon. That's right. Marlon, thank you for calling in. Well, all right. We got through our callers, Matt, and it's time to go ahead and watch some boxing now.
Yeah, Francis Bartholomew is not doing that well, in my opinion.
Oh, man, damn. And fucking Bruce asked me, was Relic Eye, was he a live dog?
Yeah, he's a live dog. He
beat, he's not going to win.
He beat Ricky Burns and was robbed of that title, because he should have been the one fighting Julius Ndongo, but he was robbed.
I mean, but we're talking about Ricky Burns, please. 732, you never pressed one. Shit, now you're there. Go ahead. Immediate react while the intro was on. Talk to us. 732, where you calling in from? Who's
Luke
this?
From Jersey.
Luke from Jersey. Why does Matt Luke never have Jersey. That?
He's a ringer. He just came. He literally just jumped on. I'm sorry. I didn't see him. We were talking.
That gunshot.
Oh, come on. Don't give me that, Luke. That's
looks like Roy Jones. Where were the triple left hooks? Where's the coma-inducing power, man? Davis just took out a C-level fighter. You giving him all this credit? Killed by Loma or Easter and Mikey. If he moves up, he gets killed by Easter and Mikey.
I never said he would beat those guys.
He's got no
Luke,
like
we got to go, Luke.
Look, man, he came in guns blazing, man.
I'm fucking missing the fight. Who's 954? Tell me you got him on the list because I hate to leave
it. I haven't looked at it yet. Hold on.
More and more callers. We got to go. We can't do it. We can't do it.
Got to go.
You guys got to tune in for the next one. The next one's going to be for the Terrence Crawford fight, unless Gary Russell somehow decapitates the head of Oscar Escaldón and makes it entertaining. Maybe we'll be back for that. It really depends on the severity of these wins. I am your host, Nestor Gibbs. But before you do anything else, you need to subscribe to this channel so you don't stumble across this. You know when we're live. And we're live every time. Every day, twice a day sometimes, but faithfully on Thursdays and Sundays, 7 p.m. Eastern time. Thursday's our preview show. Sunday is, and it looks like a lot of people will be eating crow this Sunday. I am your host, Nestor Gibbs. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NessGTO, and you can catch my co-host at?
You can find me at Mixed Combat News on Twitter, Matt Hunter, TBV on Instagram, and my MMA podcast, Mixed Combat Radios on Patreon, SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, etc. Peace.
Later.